WBSM presents Brian's Beat with Brian Thomas, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, Brian Thomas.
Hey. Welcome to Tuesday. As we look at nighttime and the temperature starts to drop just a little bit more, this is more or less the calm before the storm. We're supposed to get a little rain tonight and maybe some more showers tomorrow. Not too bad for Thanksgiving, especially if you're going to go to one of the football games or you've got a little driving to do. I was listening to Mike Roberts. Did you hear some of these stories between Mike and ABC? Let's see. Former President Biden, he's on Nantucket with his clan. And then juxtapose that to this guy from Rhode Island who's going to be spending the rest of his life behind bars. As in, let's see, life sentence plus 30 years. Wow. And I think the guy is in his 50s or 60s. You know, he, as they say, he ain't getting out. Be that as it may, welcome to Brian's Beat, the original show born at the apex of freedom, entrepreneurship, and nomadism. On this, the 25th day of November, it is the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. How about violence against everybody? Yes, we definitely have violence against women. We have violence against men, too. We have violence against everybody. How about let's do our best to eliminate it? And not just talk the talk, walk the talk. It is also Shopping Reminder Day. And I've got a shopping story for you after the Brian's Beat quote of the day. I am also deeply concerned with the widespread, often undiagnosed incidents of PTSD and the alarming suicide rates amongst our returning soldiers. Isn't that something we talked about yesterday in the afternoon and during the evening? I am also deeply concerned with the widespread, often undiagnosed incidents of PTSD and the alarming suicide rates amongst our returning soldiers. Former Congresswoman Barbara Lee, who was the only person at the time, 2001, that voted against just authorizing force against Afghanistan a few days after the 9/11 attacks. She was the only person. She received threats. You know, like threats against her life and her family. Because she voted against it. And I understand the temperature of the nation at that particular time. But boy, if we could really turn the hourglass over and look where we are today. And knowing not only the exit from Afghanistan, and when you think about it, except for getting Osama bin Laden outside of Afghanistan, what did we accomplish in Afghanistan? What makes Barbara Lee's vote a stupid vote? By the way, that vote, I guess, was so stupid that Barbara Lee is now the mayor of Oakland, California. So at least her constituents think that she is doing the correct thing. Maybe a lot of people outside of the Oakland Bay Area of California think differently, but I don't know. Here we are, November 25, 2025. Lots has changed, especially with Afghanistan and Iraq, since 2001, 2003. And what about that exit in, what was that, 17? 508-996-0500. 52,000 flights scheduled for today. 52,000. That's nationwide. That's not TF Green or Logan. A lot of people taking to the airways, like an estimated 18 million.
Wow.
And there are 73 million of us that will be traveling by car or other forms of transportation. I was just looking at the news during the radio news, and I saw a news piece about people that are taking Amtrak. If you've got the extra time and the extra ducats, that's not a bad way to go. There was a time when it cost less money to take the train to go somewhere. For instance, if you wanted to take the train from Providence to Chicago or San Francisco, Los Angeles, it would cost you less money to do that than to fly. Now it costs more money to take the train. I guess they figured out, well, let's take advantage of this, the scenery. Yeah, I can see it right now going through Kansas and Nebraska, and you're looking at a bunch of corn stalks and wheat fields. Whatever. I mean, I like the train, believe me. Don't get me wrong. It's just a matter of you got to have the time if you're going to go a short distance. Woman friend's niece and her husband and their child, they're taking the train out of South, I'm not sure if it's South Station, but up in the Boston area, heading down to Delaware for Thanksgiving. So, it, you know, it's a doable thing. And I guess when there's three of you and you're not in an immediate hurry, what the heck? Just take the train. So I picked up my bird today. I think as I wrote it in a piece to someone, I've apprehended the bird. And it is a nice little, you know, want to flap its wing. Both wings, actually. But I'm at Lee's Market. That's where I got the Thanksgiving bird. And I'm walking around in Lee's Market, and I got to tell you, everywhere I turned, left, right, in, out, there was something tasty to tempt me. These cakes, I mean, and the aroma. I you know what? I think they have an aerosol can, and they just spray it before they let people into the store, and it just smells of holiday cookings. Because everywhere I turn, oh, that cake smell, oh, that pie, oh. And then, of course, they've got a kitchen where they cook and they bake pizzas and all that kind of stuff. So the place just smelled primo. And as tempted as I was, I refused because I said, look, my stomach is bulging just walking around in this place. I think I can wait until Friday or Saturday after I've had Thanksgiving food before I really start to expand the waistline. But I got to tell you, everything just smelled so good. I also had to go to Walmart today. Whew. Never mind the parking lot being packed. Inside, I mean, just jam-packed. Thankfully, I didn't plan on buying. I had to return something. And the return line, it was only too deep. That wasn't bad. But everywhere else, you just looked in there. It was like, it was ferocious. I can imagine what it must be like. Everybody fighting over the last rolls of toilet paper like we did during COVID. No, it's mine. Anyway, we're getting closer and closer to Thanksgiving. Two nights from tonight, I won't be in this seat. I'll be in the couch seat. At home by that time, just saying, oh, Give me some more turkey. All right, let's get a little more serious now. Unfortunately, from Drop Site News, these are reporters that have been around the block. They have the two major ones, Ryan Grimm and his partner. They have over 35 years of experience reporting in Washington and outside of the United States. So this report from Drop Site News came out a few hours ago. The Trump administration plans to re-interview every refugee admitted during the Biden administration, nearly 200,000 people, after suspending green card approvals for that entire group, according to an internal government memo obtained by the Associated Press. Advocates point out that these migrants have already gone through extensive vetting, often waiting years before they can migrate to the United States, and that the plan is both cruel and here's the quote, shockingly ill-conceived. I guess the question should be, are you questioning the Biden administration's motives here for letting in 200,000 people? And you have suspended the green card approvals for the entire group. If I'm understanding that correctly, people who already have a green card, you are suspending those green cards without any kind of probable cause because you want to do another investigation. You want to re-interview every refugee. How about this? Instead of suspending these green cards, why not leave them at the status of green card, but still do the interviews? And if you find out something is awry within the interview, do your background, do your due diligence, and if necessary, revoke the green card at that particular time. These people have already gone through the gamut. Is it really necessary? I mean, what message are you sending? That you're tough on immigration? Really? And I guess people know that you're tough on immigration since you're rounding up people that haven't done anything wrong, that aren't the worst of the worst. And in some instances, people that have legal status here, and a few times, people that are U.S. citizens. So the president's approval rating, and look, the president may not have come up with this idea, but the buck stops somewhere. And guess where it stopped? It right there. He's the person who was elected. And so now he can try to move forward. People have stated they like how he has closed down the border. I'm one of those. I agree. But now you're going after people that have already passed the sniff test. Look, let's do both, because who knows what was going on with some of the folks in the Biden administration. But let's not suspend the green cards. Let's say, look, we're just doing a double check. We want you to come in. If the people don't come in, all right, now you can hoist up a yellow flag. What's going on? Why won't they come in? Or, if necessary, we can go to you. I mean, let's face it, ICE has no problem trying to seek out folks. So let's leave the green card the way that it is, and then let's check out the folks to make sure that they should be here. That's my thought. Also from Dropside News today, following Marjorie Taylor Greene's announcement of her departure from Congress, Punch Bowl reporter Jake Sherman found that several GOP lawmakers have been considering an early retirement. One senior Republican congressman gave the following. It is an anonymous report. Here's that quote. More explosive early resignations are coming. It's a tinderbox. Morale has never been lower. Mike Johnson will be stripped of his gavel and they will lose the majority before this term is out. Close quote. So let's, today's date is November 25th. This is when this story officially came out, at least through Dropside News. The election is November 6th. I might be off on the day. Let's see. Does Mike Johnson make it to the end of the term? Johnson, will he make it? How many other Republicans? You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene may have opened up. She may have done something that opens up Pandora's box for other Republicans, you know, to say, you know, why am I putting up with this? Especially if they have 10 years in, they're going to get a pension. Why should they put up with the crap that's going on? I don't know. There are plenty of Republicans that have come out and stated they're not sure that they can hold on to the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. I think one or the other falls. Your thoughts? 508-996-0500. Thank you much and good evening.
Good evening, Brian.
Yes.
While I was on hold, I was able to manipulate my phone and use the internet at the same time.
Okay. You manipulator, you?
Yeah. I actually didn't know the distinction between what a green card was and what asylum is. And I could just as you answered my call, the U.S. government site is suggested to me that a green card is permanent residency. Legal residency.
Yes, correct. It's supposed to be.
So that part is, and the reporting that came up on the topic, this latest Trump news, I didn't see the drop kick.
Drop site
that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. My issue with the prior administration was you said these people had been through the gamut,
yeah,
and they've been vetted, and I'm just not sure there's any proof of that. Where there is, there should be some legal protection. Where there isn't, I'm not sure they deserve some special due process. So not have to go through the same process again if they can't, if there's not proof that they did in fact get vetted. I mean, we've had people lie to us. The governor, Maura Healey, lied to us about the refugees being fully vetted as they came into the various shelters the state operated. So, like, I mean, there is an issue there. This isn't, I'm not
no,
sure.
No,
I
can agree with that. No, you're on point.
Well, so what do you think? I mean,
well, okay.
How do you get the bad guys out and do so in a way that doesn't harm the innocent good guys?
I would like to think that I came up with an alternative. Instead of stripping them of their green card status, you just say, we're going to interview the lot of you, 200,000. Do it again. You know, maybe you might be right. Some may have skipped part of the process. Maybe there was no process, but this is how you find out. And then if you find out, A, that they don't want to show up for an interview, now you've got a reason to say, hey, you know, if you don't show up, we're going to just take this green card away. And if they show up and you find out that there are discrepancies, that's another reason to strip them of their green card. But those that pass with flying colors, they get to stay.
And how do you motivate them to go through the review? By an invitation? If you don't show up,
you reach out to them.
Or which it seems to be this case. This is kind of, I haven't seen any executive order yet. I haven't read the details. Maybe you have. I didn't read the story you referred to. The effect of this, apparently this order, was this an executive order?
The administration is planning to do it. It comes from an internal memo that the Associated Press got.
Okay, very good. So so far it's an internal memo. It's not an executive order. But this is, if it's accurate, this is what is planned. Anyway, I'm just wondering, the distinction is, okay, we're suspending your green card status. If you want to fix it, come in and go for the review. What's the difference between saying, oh, no, come in for a review, or then we'll, I mean, that's, it's, maybe it's impolite, but it's ultimately, citizenship is
it's not citizenship, it's a green card.
It's status. And status, clearly, if you listen to the previous show while you were prepping, you know, Howie had on the guy from, used to run the Marlboro shelter. We're in a crazy place, what's happened, and it needs to be corrected. And it may be draconian, and I'm with you if Trump is going too far, too fast, too brutally, but something needed to be done, and I don't want, you know, anyway, so there's that. So there's, is it a distinction without a difference? Either you come in.
Does something need to be done?
Green card,
does something need to be done? Yeah. Does something need to be done, or does the right thing need to be done?
Of course, the right thing, and I'm not sure I know what it is.
Well, so, I guess what I'm jumping to is that, you know, to automatically just suspend 200,000 people. Because you don't know where the needle is in the haystack, is opposite of what the United States of America is supposed to be about.
Fair enough. Does that suspension equal to a deportation order? I don't know.
It's green cards. Does it mean that they get bumped down a notch? I don't know.
Well, John Lennon had the famous case, right? He won his, and he had plenty of money, but. In other words, we have to get careful about exactly how brutal this order that hasn't happened yet, the turtle memo, means. And we got to hold our own leaders to the feet of the fire. We don't want to be a brutalist nation, but we do have to be a nation.
I don't know what that means. We don't want to be a brutalist nation, but we have to be a nation.
We have to have a nation which has borders and rules to come in, and we obviously are a nation that needs voluminous immigrants to come in and refresh and grow our country. And I most people are kind of down on that. It's just, we can't let unvetted people come in, which happened in the previous administration.
Fair. That's fair, but. How do you know
who the
unvetted ones are compared to the vetted ones?
I think you say, we're going to vet you now. If you don't want to comply, then...
Well, then, if you don't want to comply...
Your status is...
If you don't want to comply, then that's a good reason to remove the green card status. But if people are going to... What I'm trying to say is, you don't need to remove that status... You know, people have green cards because they want to be here. Those that will want to be here, they'll gladly go to a courthouse or have you come and interview them where they're at in order to maintain their green card.
Yeah, so okay, fair enough. And so it's just a question of, do you want to maintain it? Set the interview up. Otherwise, it's suspended.
Fair enough.
Thanks, Brian.
I hope you're not going to say that to your turkey.
I'm making chicken now, so I'll worry about turkey in a couple of days.
Fair enough, man. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
Bye. 508-996-0500 to get onto the program today. Look, it's not that I disagree, because I'm reading here from DropSite. I trust DropSite. If they're saying that the Associated Press obtained the memo, I don't know if they have seen a copy of that memo that the Associated Press has. I don't doubt that the Trump administration is thinking about re-interviewing every refugee admitted under the Biden years. About 200,000 people after suspending green card approvals. Whew. That's a lot. What I'm trying to get out of this is if the green cards have already been suspended or the approvals. So when I hear approvals, you've been approved, it doesn't necessarily mean you've got the green card. Because otherwise it's your green card has been suspended. And as the previous caller stated, it's supposed to be permanent residency. I know that you can lose that status of permanent residency if you commit a crime, but there's nothing here that states that they have committed a crime. And again, going back, those that were properly vetted, to have their green card suspended, that's an entirely different ballgame. 508-996-0500. The other story out of DropSite today, following Marjorie Taylor Greene's announcement of the fact that on January 5th, she is going to be leaving Congress. Jake Sherman, he is a reporter. He runs a news service, newsletter called Punch Bowl. Like you're drinking punch out of a bowl. Punch Bowl. Jake has been covering Capitol Hill for numerous years. You have probably, I don't watch MSNBC that much, but he has been known to cover things and be on MSNBC. Well, I guess it's now MS Now. But he is a sound reporter. I'm not saying he doesn't lean one way or the other, but he's a sound reporter. He was talking to a Republican congressman who, wouldn't you know, refused to give his or her name. The quote, "More explosive early resignations are coming from Republicans. It's a tinderbox. Morale has never been lower. Mike Johnson will be stripped of his gavel and will lose the majority before this term is out." Now you're saying, well, how can he lose the majority before the term is out? Simple. If enough Republicans resign, you only need, three or four more after Marjorie Taylor Greene and before somebody else can be put into place to replace those that have departed, you lose your majority. Now you might say, well, doesn't somebody get appointed? Depends on the particular state. The states make up the decision how to replace those that have been died in office or resigned prior to the expiration date of their term. And so, classic example, here in the Commonwealth, when Ted Kennedy died, there was time on his term in office, and a longtime Democrat who wasn't interested in holding the U.S. Senate seat was appointed to that seat until the election came around. A Democrat appointed a Democrat. Now, depending on what state we're talking about, you could have a Democratic governor, and that Democratic governor appoint somebody that's a Democrat to replace that Republican. Again, the field is open. The door is open. Barn door is wide open if you see others defecting, like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, I say defecting, that almost makes her sound like a traitor. I don't think that she was a traitor. I know I'm not partial to her, and I'm certainly not in the Trump camp. But as I go over the words that Marjorie Taylor Greene stated, in particular, I mean, about Epstein? Really? And I know some people are saying that, oh, well, she is a traitor. Well, based on what? And then let's add this. Today is Tuesday. And refresh me, which day was it within the past week that Mike Huckabee, who is the ambassador to Israel, had a closed door? That, you know, this this is how comical the whole thing is. He had a closed door meeting, so everybody knows about the closed door meeting, but he had a closed door meeting with Jonathan Pollard, one of the biggest spies against his own country. And President Trump has the time to call Marjorie Taylor Greene a traitor? That's kind of sickening when you think about it. Jonathan Pollard was in our military. Well, yeah, he was. That's right. And then he did double knot spying for the Israelis, which I understand that kind of stuff happens. But then Pollard, a U.S. citizen, an Israeli citizen, decides he's going to spy against his country, this part of his life, the United States country. And not just nickel and dime stuff. And Ambassador Huckabee has a closed door session with Jonathan Pollard. Why not make it out in the open? By the way, since we all know about it. But I digress. Because quite frankly, I don't care if Huckabee is meeting with Jonathan Pollard. There might be people who do. Here's what I care about. The president of the United States seems to think it's okay. All right? He seems to think it's okay. Maybe you think it's okay. Here's my problem. It's okay for Huckabee to be meeting with a known guilty spy against our country. And the president of the United States wants to call Marjorie Taylor Greene a traitor for talking United States first, for talking about the Epstein stuff, and she is a traitor. I wonder how many of the Republicans that this senior Republican congressman gave the anonymous report on. I wonder how many of them are thinking about early resignations because of Marjorie Taylor Greene being dubbed a traitor.
The government has no business, at all its levels, has no business making odious separations, people based on race and other irrelevancies.
This is WBSM.
Give me a break, woo! Give me a break, woo! Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar!
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-221-6085. 800-221-6085. 800-221-6085. That's 800-221-6085.
Back to Brian's Beat.
Education is going to get better. And I think the best way to do that is really turn the teacher in front of the classroom model on its head and allow technology to do what it can do really well.
Actually, it kind of goes down, not the educational road necessarily, but I think a lot of things are being turned on its head. I don't know if you bother to watch what's been going on with the market. I don't mean the supermarket, but the market in general. Things seem to be pretty up today. And basically, if you want to believe the talking heads, and in this particular case, I do, it's because Google has figured out a way to get ahead in the AI game, the artificial intelligence game. And as I think about this survey that Suffolk University did the other day, and it's been put out in the print today, I looked at the questions, looked at the responses, in particular, questions like this: do you feel the country is headed in the right direction or is not heading in the right direction? Same thing with Massachusetts. Do you feel Massachusetts is headed in the right direction or going down the wrong track? How would you describe the U.S. economy? I added a question to this survey that I really did not see asked by Suffolk University. And that would be, how would you describe your personal economy? Excellent, good, fair, poor, undecided. Now you might say, well, who's undecided? That's a great question. Which is your greatest economic concern? Unemployment security, inflation, cost of living, healthcare cost, taxes, housing, undecided. And should I be surprised? Nowhere mentioned was artificial intelligence, your greatest economic concern. Now, there was an answer, unemployment security. But that doesn't necessarily mean artificial intelligence. It is, what is that saying? It is the tree, artificial intelligence is, no, I guess that isn't right. Artificial intelligence is the forest that you can't see because the tree is blinding everything else. Everything else is blinding you to what's really there on the horizon. And I think a person as economically astute as the President of the United States and as an Marjorie Taylor Greene and most of the congressmen and women, they know artificial intelligence is right there knocking at the door. Most of us, well, I consider myself a neophyte, but every day, I'm taking time every day to learn just a little bit more about AI because I can see how it's taking over. It's taking over here at the radio station. It's taking over everywhere. There was a ballot question. People out getting signatures for a ballot question to try to stop autonomous vehicles from driving without a licensed driver in that vehicle. I understand the economic ramifications, how that's going to take over for cab drivers, Uber and Lyft type drivers. I get it. I understand this too, that all the records indicate, and I know it's a small sample size, but all the records indicate that autonomous vehicles are safer than when a human is driving them, driving a vehicle. So I believe it's a matter of time, and I think that there are many people out there that they're going to try to stop it. If that question ever makes the ballot, I'm voting against it. And you might be saying, it's unknown. You would be right. It's evolving. It's ever evolving. But if I can take you back to a time when you weren't around, and I certainly wasn't around, when the automobile first started, how safe was it? Look at all the automobiles. When the airplane came out, how safe was it at the beginning? We didn't stop flying. We didn't stop driving. You have to admit, cars have improved. Airplanes have improved. Unfortunately, some of these catastrophes have to happen in order to improve the model that we're talking about, whether it be the car, the train, the plane. Now, I don't want to be one of those catastrophes. I don't want any family member to be. But that's part of the growing pain of what it is. And it's that unknown. We don't know. We don't know what it's about. But we have to go in that direction. We didn't know much about cell phones. And we do know that they emit some type of bad radiation that could be cancerous to our health. And yet we still use those phones on a daily basis. So there is a give and there is a take. And you're right. That cell phone is something that I use and it may harm me, but it's not going to necessarily harm another person where an autonomous vehicle could. Again, you're correct. And that's how laws, unfortunately, get developed because it is an unknown. But the autonomous, what is, I forgot the name of the company. They're supposed to be starting in Boston in the, I believe, at the beginning of 2026. So we'll see how they run. My guess is they start small. They'll go to the Bostons and the Washingtons. They're already in San Francisco and L.A. It won't be long before they make it to Providence, and then they'll be in all the little communities, Fall River, New Bedford, Brockton. And I think, here's my prediction, right or wrong as it might be, my prediction is, in about 10 years, so a decade from now, most of us won't own a car anymore. We'll either have an autonomous driver, or we'll go out and we'll rent a vehicle.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
WBSM.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
You know, most people are not business owners, but just about everybody knows one. The dirty little secret is, most owners don't qualify for a bank loan because they lack collateral. At Legitimate Business Funders, owners can get up to $2 million in funding with no collateral, even with a low credit score. And they can get that funding in a couple of days. Find Legitimate Business Funders online at LegitimateBusinessFunders.com. LegitimateBusinessFunders.com.
Call 508-996-0500. Back to Brian's Beat.
Education is going to be devastated. People are just going to stop going to school, which I'm not mad at either. Our school system is garbage right now anyway, so shaking it up is probably a bad thing.
Garbage, he says. Well, time to make it better, or at least for yourself, your own economy. 49 in Westport,